And if you're just joining us, this is Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon, and it's time now for music.
When I was 23 and she was 17, she was a movie star out of a magazine, and I was Jimmy Dean and Steve McQueen rolled into one.
That's actor Keith Carradine singing Alone With Me from the Broadway musical Hands on a Hard Body. Although the musical closed in April after just 56 performances, Carradine received rave reviews and a Tony nomination for Best Actor. It's not the first nomination for the 63-year-old, who's been acting on Broadway for decades in shows like Hair and Will Rogers' Follies. Keith Carradine is also part of acting royalty. His father, John, and his brother, David, were both famous actors, but Keith is also a musician. As a child, he fiddled with the harmonica and guitar, but it was a piano performance at his boarding school when he was 15 that first made him take music seriously.
One of the dorm fathers there, Michael Hermes, sat down and played this raucous rendition of Malaguena. And I was so impressed, I said, oh my gosh, you must have studied. He said, I learned it by ear. And that really set me free. That's really when I started to put my playing together with piano and guitar. And then I started writing songs when I was about 17, I guess.
So you wrote I'm Easy, a song that you wrote for Robert Altman's 1975 film Nashville. You were really young then. Not that you're not a very youthful person now.
Oh, thank you so much. I was a kid. I mean, I actually wrote the song. I was 19. I was living in New York City. And it was among a number of songs that Bob heard when we were filming Thieves Like Us in Mississippi.
I never cared too much for games, and this one's driving me insane. You're not half as free to wander as you play, but I'm easy. Yeah, I'm easy. Give the word, I'll play your game. So that's how it ought to be, because I'm easy.
You win the Oscar for writing and performing I'm Easy. How did that change your career?
Well, I was on the A-list for about 6 months. One has to understand that in our business, that kind of bright, shining moment tends to fade rather quickly. It can be a shock to the system when you suddenly realize how quickly people might forget. But it put me in a position to be introduced to and be in the room with some extraordinary people. Mm-hmm. And some of those encounters led to a lot of what I'm proudest of about the career that I've had and the kinds of people with whom I've had the opportunity to work.
Let me talk about Deadwood. You played Wild Bill Hickok on that show. Let's listen to a clip.
You know the sound of thunder, don't you, Mrs. Garrett?
Of course.
Can you imagine that sound if I ask you to?
I can, Mr. Hickok.
Your husband and me had this talk, and I told him to head home to avoid a dark result, but I didn't say it in thunder. Ma'am, listen to the thunder.
Ugh, wow. So Deadwood becomes a cult hit largely in part of the use of language, courtesy of the writer and creator David Milch. What was it like to work on that show and play someone like Wild Bill Hickok?
It was an actor's gift. You know, it's one of these things that we actors, this is what we crave. All I want is to be able to speak words of poetry. And those occasions are rare. And when you get a chance to be involved in something like that, you soak up every second.
I'm speaking with actor Keith Carradine. He's nominated for a Tony for Best Actor in the musical Hands on a Hard Body. Keith, you made your Broadway debut in Hair, the Will Rogers Follies, directed by Tommy Tune, another Broadway hit. And then you went back to Broadway this year to star in the musical Hands on a Hard Body, which takes place in Texas. Do you feel when you're performing on stage, are you somehow doing a different kind of piece of work than you are for film or television?
Well, I think that the requirements are slightly different in terms of the technical aspects of the craft. You know, stage performing is somewhat different from acting for a camera. I think one of the beautiful things about the theater is the fact that there's always a possibility for complete disaster because it's live. And because everyone is sort of on that tightrope together, the audience and the performers, there is the possibility for really transcendent stuff to happen. And I think that's why I love getting back to it on a regular basis.
That sign up there says Nissan, but where it's worn away, You can still read Chevrolet.
So Hands on a Hard Body, not your typical Broadway musical, not very flashy. It's about a group of Texans competing over who's going to win a new truck at the local dealership. And you play J.D. Drew, one of the contestants.
Over there where the stop and go sits with the mom and pop with the slow cooked grits and the sweet iced tea. Refills free and cups with Joe and company. There used to be a sign up saying glad you came. And every little town around was as different as its name. Now everywhere you go, it all just looks the same. Walmart, Walgreens, Wendy, Applebee's, Starbucks, Stucky's, Best Buy, Mickey D.
I love where that song comes out, If Everything Looks the Same, How Do You Know It's Home?
Yes, that's the first thing I heard when I was introduced to this show, and it was written by Amanda Green. And I found out later that Amanda had actually written that song with my voice in mind because she remembered me from Will Rogers, the show that her father had written the lyrics mm-hmm. for with Betty Comden. Mm-hmm. And I heard that song and I said, I have to do this. I just have to do this. And then when I read the book, I was completely taken with it. It's an amazing piece and really different for a Broadway musical. I thought what we strove for, and frankly, I thought that what we accomplished was remarkable. I mean, every artistic aspect of that show. And the audience response was fantastic. Mm. And that song so spoke to me when I heard it because it's kind of my experience of America as I've driven across this country over the years. You know, I've watched this kind of homogenization of our culture take place. We're losing the individual feeling for places because of everything sort of becoming kind of the same everywhere you go. And there's that beautiful line, if it looks the same everywhere you go, how do you know when you've gotten home? You know, yeah. It's a great song.
Now this town's just a collection of some old guy's memories. I'm just a ghost upon a ghost of all these used to be. But if it looks the same everywhere you roam, tell me, how do you know when you've gotten home?
That's actor Keith Carradine. He's nominated for a Tony for Best Actor in the musical Hands on a Hard Body. The cast recording of the musical will be released on iTunes and other digital formats on June the 25th. Well, Keith, best of luck at the Tonys. It really has been a fantastic experience speaking with you.
Thank you so much, Jackie.
The light from the all-night diner shining like my true North Star, and all the thousand other little things that make us who we are.
And for Saturday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden. Check out our weekly podcast. Search for Weekends on All Things Considered on iTunes or on the NPR smartphone app. Click on Programs and scroll down. We're back on the radio tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great night.